Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so hopefully we have figured out all the bugs. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Agobay Empathic Alex. And today I'm kind of just wanting to get in touch with some people. You know, do some readings. Sorry, I'm just trying to get all my audio to work. I have a tendency of making things like electronics not work. That's kind of a thing that happens with empathic people, unfortunately, at the same time. So hopefully we're good. I hope so. So go ahead and feel free to call in. So I'm going to go ahead and do some, I have like tarot cards that I do. So, like right now I'm really into like the, writer white deck, what's actually the universal white deck. It's a little bit more updated, I guess. A little bit more vibrant. And then I have for my supporting, I have my angel answer cards. And then I also, I go a little bit nuts with these cards. So I go, with, I have, hold on. I'm trying to get my life organized. And so I have the Oracle, the Angel Answers, and then I have these ones. It's called Magical Times. That's like empowerment cards, which are really cool. So I'll just read one just like right off the bat. It's called Metamorphosis. Trust the process, patient, becoming, my speaker phone. Okay, there we go. Sorry. See, I'm having all these technical issues. So where was I? Anyway, metamorphosis. It says trust the processes and be patient. Becoming cannot be rushed. Change is beautiful. So that's those kind of cards. I love the messages on those. Then I have my Kanye and Oracle. If you're not familiar with those, they are neat in themselves. Read one. It says, leave the future golden. So it's kind of like, the pictures are like yoga poses almost. But leave the future golden. That's something good is going to come your way. It's that Kanye, it kind of urges you to leave your future. It looks like we have a caller, so we're going to go ahead and take this call. Okay. Can you hear me?
Sorry. Hold on.
Hi. Sorry.
I sure can.
Okay, good. I'm having technical issues today, so that's great.
I've never had a reading with you. Can I just, like, ask you just to do, like, a little tarot reading for, like, the next 3 months?
Absolutely. So kind of just
wonderful.
Like general.
A general, yeah. I want to adopt this dog, but I'm just some. But I'm afraid I'm going to go into work. I'm afraid I'm going to be going into work more than just two. I don't know. You know, I'm working at home now. So, he's my little baby. But anyhow, what does the next 3 months have in store for me? That'd
okay.
be wonderful. Thank you.
Of course. Let me go ahead
and shuffle these
cards for you. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
I love
of course.
Getting readings when I don't ask a question. Those are the best kind. I'm serious. They are.
Yeah, they are. I love them. I mean, and they're like, I've come to find out that they're actually really more spot on. Like,
oh, thank you. Whenever anybody asks a specific question, my aunt was a reader, a very good one. And whenever it's usually, I've listened to shows when I do my treadmill, and then they're on all the time. They're wrong. Not on purpose. I'm not saying that, but no one. Yeah, but when you ask, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I think it's more. More relatable, even, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just one specific area. Because, I mean, honestly, like, when I do readings for, like, a specific question, Spirit kind of just, like, tends to be like, no, they don't really need to know about that, you know? So we're going to tell you about this.
I know. You tell me what you tell what you need to know at that moment. I know. I agree with you totally.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's, you know, out of our hands. So, and then, you know, readings go bad that way also. So, but let's see. Okay. All righty. So, I'm not sure
I'm
if you're familiar with Fred, the Celtic cross. So that's kind of my go-to.
Okay,
good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my go-to spread. It has, like, a lot of clarity in it, I feel.
Okay. Whatever works for you. Hey, but I am familiar with that.
Good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and lay these out really quick. Okay. All right, so first card we have, it's the Tower, but it's reversed. So with it being in the first position, we're going to go ahead and say that's like what covers you. So it's... I guess more like your environment, you know, what you're surrounded with. But with that being the Tower reversed is actually kind of a good thing. So it means that you've overcome something. Yeah.
There you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's moving away. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Something has happened and you're kind of now on, you can see the light, you know, you're like reaching for it.
Yep. Absolutely. In the past couple months, yes. But you're right. It was a right. You're right. Okay, go on.
Okay.
The Tower is the worst card. It depends on what position it's in. I know.
Exactly. It really depends on the position. And it depends on the situation. It depends on if it's reversed. Honestly, a reverse Tower is beautiful. That's just, and like, you know, a lot of things like the Death card, a lot of people are scared of that. But that's actually a great card to have. You know, so it just...
In the right position, yep. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're good. So then we have the second card. That is, it represents your obstacles. So that's the Knight of Cups. That's going to be more like a warlike. There's a war going on. And with it being the night, I want to say it's like of a younger man or a masculine energy. Doesn't necessarily have to be a man, but you know, like a dominating, but younger, okay, kind of a person. That's more like, oh man, I see this is like weird because I see more of like a proposition or like an advancement. Maybe it was like a boss or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I see this person kind of more like having to prove themselves with being a knight and not the king, you know?
Good point. I know who you're directing it to.
Okay.
I do. It's work related, but I know what you're speaking about. She does feel she has always has. Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Then we have the Four of Pentacles reversed in the third position. So that position, it's what's below you. So it's like what's beneath you. I want to say. Give me a moment. How I do tarot is like I just kind of, it's like an intuitive tarot. So I kind of just like listen to the messages from spirit also with them. So
that's
each card kind of
is. You're a psychic, but I thought you just do what you need to do.
Okay.
But I'm not struggling financially. I'm just trying to save. I'm not like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, any type of like financial kind of burden or anything like that. I see it more of like a power burden, like a power struggle, I guess.
Okay.
You know, like, I even get like my throat is like, feels like it's closing. So that's kind of like, you're not heard. Like you have to keep saying things over and over and over and over and over again, you know?
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I get more of is just kind of like the not being heard, and it's just like, what's the point, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So with that one being reversed, it's like more of like suspense. So there was like a lot of like almost like a waiting period of like, oh my gosh, when is this going to happen? You know? And it was being beneath you. It's something that is, that's passing you or is about to pass you.
You're right.
I
was waiting for a response and an answer and a commitment with something. And you're right. I was waiting and it's happened, but yes, you're absolutely right. It's all clear. It's not cleared up, but it's at its fruition. How's that? And I feel much more relaxed.
That's better. Yeah, exactly. I don't feel as much anxiety with it.
There you go.
Like there's more clarity in the situation, I guess, would be the best way. Okay, good. That's good. and then we have the Two of Cups in the fourth position. So that's going to be what's above you, what's ahead of you. That's actually kind of a really good card actually for that spot. That's more of like like a celebration, like you're raising your cup with somebody, you know, like,
okay,
like Cheers or like a, you know, see in the picture, like, there's, it's not a mountain in the background, it's a hill. And mountains are obstacles, but hills are little bumps, and they're easily able to get over. So this is, I think you have somebody that's close to you, like a friend, and you need to just, there's, you need to just go celebrate whatever is
okay.
happening, or, you know, like, just go have fun, you know?
Okay.
Then we have, holy, the Nine of Cups in the fifth position. So
it just depends on where it's at, I know, but what do you feel? I don't know about the positions at all. So tell me what you feel.
Okay.
Go on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's actually reversed. So,
okay.
It's in, and in the fifth position, it's going to be also, it says like, this is behind him. So, and with it being reversed is actually a really good, good sign with that. Yeah. So, I mean, positions have huge meanings. It can change a whole reading. So we're going to go ahead. Let's see this. Okay. So I'm hearing like loyalty. Like there was a mistake. My right ear is burning. So yeah, that's going to be like, there was a test, but something that's behind. So it was, there was like a test of like, who's loyal, I guess would be the better way to say it.
Okay.
Like who's got your back, you know, like who's going to stand up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that's behind you. So that's something that had already happened, and you kind of know who your inner circle is now, I think.
Yep. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Now we have in the sixth position, this kind of sums up the whole reading. And then there's one more card after that. Well, there's several different ways to do the spread, but I kind of go off my own ways.
You do it any way you want. No, come on.
You're doing great.
Okay, so this card is actually, it's the position is what's before him or before you. And it's actually the World card, and it's upright. So that's amazing. That's like meaning that there's, a sense of wholeness, peace, harmony, kind of everything is just working out. And it's like, yeah, it's all just kind of coming together. Everything's just mending together. It's, you know, it's just harmony. Like it's, you know, like you took I think that you took like a blind leap of faith. And because of that, like, the universe is kind of repaying you back, and everything's just going to be fine, you know?
Okay.
Then we're going to go ahead and do this. So. Okay. So we have the Four of Wands and then the
what
Three of Wands. So we have the Four of Wands reversed. Yeah, we have the Four of Wands reversed, and then the Three of Wands upright. So the pictures of these, so the Four of Wands it has, you know, a man and a woman celebrating a union, but reversed. So that's kind of like, there's other people in the way. There's people stopping, like a connection, I guess. And then the Three of Wands is someone kind of just like looking out at the mountain and alone. So it's like contemplating. So I'm not I actually think that this might have a lot to do with your animal.
I foster
and
dogs
doesn't necessarily need to be like a marriage type thing. It's just like a connection, I guess.
Okay.
So I guess, yeah, I guess this is more of like
reflection, or
yeah, it's more of like reflection. You see these hurdles like ahead of you, like, but they're kind of really far away. Like it's like
okay.
That what if, but then I also see like there's, it's not just you stopping it. I think people are like feeding it to you, feeding you the doubt, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Like, are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure? Are you going to be, you know, like that kind of a thing.
Okay.
So then let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to go ahead and just pull a very straightforward angel card. These I like to use just to kind of like wrap things up because they're very like, yeah,
okay.
No, you know, very straightforward with it. But yeah, the gist of what I've gotten, it's just, you're a thinker. Like, you overanalyze everything. I do.
I'm a Virgo. Like, you're right. I do.
I
always think about tomorrow and I should just worry about today. And you're
exactly.
Right. And a lot of what you picked up today, I started a new job in January. Actually, it was March of this year, right when COVID came out. They hired me at home. They took a chance. And that's why it was new for me. And I love it now. It turned out that, so that's what, this was a career reading. It really was.
Yeah, I feel like it was too. Definitely. So let's see. We have, so actually I got two cards. It says no need to worry and yes. So that yes is the confirmation that, you know, just trust your intuition, trust yourself.
I know.
You want this to
okay.
happen, just do it. You know, there's no need to worry about it.
I know. Thank you. That really made me feel better. I need yes in a couple instances. Yeah. But no, I get it. That's perfect. Anything else?
Good.
That was a great reading.
Thank you. Thank you. If you do want to go ahead and find me, like if I'm not on the show, I do have, if you go to like lightworkers.com, it's with a Z at the end. You can
okay.
find me at Empathic Alex and we can just chat there. So
thank you.
Yeah.
You can get your next caller.
Alrighty. You have a good day. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome. Hey. There we go. So now I guess you all can see how I do readings. I don't necessarily go off of like what the meanings are in the books. I kind of go off of, you know, imagery and situations and things like that. And looks like we have another caller, so let's go ahead and get to them. Uh-oh. Looks like it dropped for some reason. We can go ahead and call back in. I don't know what happened. But also, for those of you who are going through kind of like hard times and not understanding what's happening with you, and you are like empathic or you have abilities and you just quite don't understand them, I do also help with that. Obviously, I've been down that road. I am down that road for the most part. You kind of just never get out of it. And you're always learning. And that is really what you're supposed to be doing. You're never not supposed to learn. I learn new stuff every day. When I thought that I knew everything about what I do, and I find out that I know hardly anything. When you learn, you know, new tricks or new new things that, you know, kind of spirit just really wants to help you with, I guess. I am kind of trying to, I think everybody's trying to find like their life path, what they're supposed to do, what their purpose is in life. And I don't think, I can't really say for myself because I have never had that like super fulfilled feeling, but I feel like I'm going in the right direction now. And let's just hope that I'm right. And because it really is, it's a lonely, empty feeling when you are not going on the path that you're supposed to be going on. And I'm not saying like everybody's supposed to be a light worker or everybody's supposed to be, you know, psychic or whatever, or heal people, but there's, you know, a life contract that you do sign before you come to Earth. And that's where, you know, you have deadlines. And I honestly feel like one of my deadlines is in like 2 weeks. And so much anxiety, so much like fear and excitement at the same time, I guess. So that's why, you know, I used to do readings a long time ago, but then I don't really know why I stopped. I guess life kind of just happens, you know, moving and then this whole, you know, COVID nonsense. Yeah, it's, God, this pandemic is freaking hard on people. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's hard on me for sure. It looks like we have a call. So let's go ahead and get to that. Hi. Are you there?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good.
My name is Karen. Hello, my name is Karen. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? I'm Alex. So what are you looking for? Or are you looking for just some general clarity or?
Just clarity. I believe I'm 100% on the right path. Just wanted to see what you pick up.
Okay. Like in your like life contract kind of a deal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Okay.
That would be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, honestly, like with, I'm shuffling cards as I talk, sorry. but I feel like with this pandemic happening, a lot of people are kind of now having to figure themselves out even more because they're not working now. And their regular work was a distraction, really. I guess is the better way to say that. I know mine was.
Okay.
So I'm shuffling. But yeah, so are you familiar with like how life contracts work?
No, I'm not. This is something new to me.
Okay. So pretty much what a life contract is something that you sign it before you come to Earth. Like you you sign your work dealings with certain souls, like your parents. That's a life contract. That's something that you sign, and there's a purpose for it, or even like soulmates, which you do get like 5 or 6 actual soulmates, whether they be love relationships or anything like that. It can be like your best friend, or it can be even your dog. So I'm pulling cards right now. But yeah, we all have purpose, and it's just kind of finding it, or feeling that fulfillment that's really kind of unsettling a lot of people right now, myself included. Okay, so let's see. So the first card, we have so the first card, it's like what covers, so what's your environment, and that's the two of wands reversed, actually.
Yeah, I'm moving out of this environment, so that's, I'm not staying here where I live. I'm in the process of trying to move to a different environment.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay, because
I'm moving out like later than March. Yeah, if I don't move, then it would throw me off my life path. But no, I'm moving.
Okay, good. Yeah, because it's just like showing like a lot of emotion and like fear, so I guess that makes sense that you're getting out of that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Good. So the magician is the next card. So that's what represents your obstacles, which actually, for it being that card, that's kind of it's like a looking forward to card. So that's actually really good. That's like your self-confidence. Like infinity. I think more of when you leave the toxic situation that you're in right now, things are going to kind of start falling more into place, because you're going to get your confidence back. You're going to, just feel better. That's when things will start lining up for you majorly. So like what happens with people in toxic situations, even if they have like mediumistic abilities or empathic abilities, they find themselves like blocked. So I think that you are, yeah, okay. Okay.
You're right. So, yep. Yeah. It's true.
Okay. So it's your environment that's blocking you. Once you're out of that, everything's kind of come to light, and you're going to feel better. You'll see more signs. You'll see more connection. You'll get that connection with your guides back. I think that you're kind of lonely, and you feel alone with, like, they've cut you off, maybe.
My guide?
Yeah.
It's just that I'm trying to move. I'm trying to get this new job. So it's like it's just a waiting game. I've been getting the resume out, the money I have ready for the move. So everything is, I'm just waiting. It's just the timing, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, it's kind of just like right now I'm like tapping my fingers on my desk, like, oh my god, you know, like it's that like impatience, I guess.
Yeah, it's nothing that I can do, but I'm so wholeheartedly trying to move. Do you see that coming up soon?
I see a lot. There's going to be a little bit more lessons that you're going to need to learn. But I think it's going to, I think it's going to happen very soon. Okay, so we have what crowns you is, it's the Eight of Cups. It's reversed. So that's like your thoughts.
My thoughts, you said?
Yeah, so it's it has a moon in the picture, and whenever there's a moon in the picture, it's kind of like something's like hidden. It's not like the whole truth. You want, like, it's like, okay, so you're, like, longing for this, like, happiness and this joy and this, you know, and you can, like, almost taste it. Like, you're trying to manifest it,
mm-hmm.
right? And you kind of get torn down a little bit because someone lies to you or something. Something isn't fully the truth in the situation, I guess. And I don't think it's your truth. I think it's somebody else's truth.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking care of that this week, next week. Yeah, that has to go into a court case. Yeah, I know what that is. I'm not so much worried about it anymore like I used to. I'm taking action on it, so that's what's helping me.
Okay, good. Okay. So then we have the fourth card. So we have that it's what is below you, so what is beneath you, and that's the Strength reverse. So that's actually really, really good. So it's saying that you've already had your trials, right? You've already had your doubts, your self-conscious, all that. Like the lion, when it's reversed, it looks like the tail is between its legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with it being in the position that it's in, it's saying that it's beneath you. It's done.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So you're getting your voice back. You're getting stronger, you know. And then we have what is behind you. So this is like the immediate past.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Two of Swords reversed. So that is like a picture of a woman holding two swords blindfolded in
mm-hmm.
the moonlight. So that's like disloyalty, blindness, kind of... You knew what was going on, but you didn't want to know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with that being behind you, that's good. So then we're going to look at...
Okay.
It's like you've taken off that blindfold, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense. The next card... This is what's in your immediate future. So it's the World, but it's reversed. So it's really like, it's kind of just saying what you already said. Like, it's just like the stagnancy,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I think that there's something else you need to learn in order mm-hmm. to get things really, really moving. Do you have kids?
No, I don't. Do you see one coming up?
I am getting like a little boy. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I think this is more of, it might be like his impatience. like he wants to be here, you know, and I think that you need to do something.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
okay.
that you need to do something in order for him to get here. And he's just like, come on, you know.
okay.
yeah. But,
oh,
you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're not ready for that, I would be more careful.
I'm ready with the right person. It has to be the right person. But I think I know
yeah.
who this person is. But if it's with him,
okay.
sure. If it's anybody else, no.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least you kind of already have that set, and it's not just like a oopsie thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but be careful. Like, if...
Oh.
You know, like, because he's like... Come on, lady, let's go, you know. So, yeah, he's coming.
To be, okay. he wants to be, okay.
Yeah. So, we're going to go ahead and pull one of these guys. Okay, or she's going to come flying out. Oh,
it
okay.
Be,
so,
that's going to make my life very, very joyful. Yes, very, very joyful.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, so I just, like, literally picked up my angel answer deck, and a card, like, flew out of it before I even got to shuffle it, and it says perfect timing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of confirming, like, everything, really. Yeah, I think this kid, he is something else. I'm going to tell you what. He is very opinionated. Like,
okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah, old, old soul. And, like, he knows what he's, I think. Okay. Okay. So he knows what he's coming to do, and that's going to help you, right? So you're,
mm-hmm.
like, you're kind of in that, what am I supposed to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
phase of your life, and he's that kind of clarity. Like, I know kids, you know, take a while to grow up and all that, but he's going to show you what you're going to do, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, honestly, that's so funny, though, because my son was that same kind of a thing for me. I was just kind of, like, floating by life, la-di-da, you know, whatever. And then he came, and I was not even supposed to ever have children. Like, doctors have said, no, 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 no. And here comes my kid, you know. And he's a very, very old soul himself. And he you know, gave me purpose. He kind of, like, if I step off track, he's like, oh, why don't you go ahead and do this, Mommy? You know, like, why don't you go ahead and talk to me? I'm like, okay. You know, so it's going to, you just got to listen. And honestly, like, when you get out of the environment that you're in now, you're going to be able to talk to your your unborn, you know. You're going to be able to have connection. And I think that that will also help satisfy his need for connection, because he's very, very impatient. Very, very impatient.
Oh, my goodness, impatient.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, I mean, and the other card I got is just ask others or ask for help for from others. So I don't think, I think that that's more like you need to ask him. He's kind of like, I want to say, like, your guardian angel right now, you know?
Like, oh, okay.
You know, like, he's just kind of, like, steering you on the right path to get him to come, you know?
Okay, yes, exactly, yes.
Yeah.
No, that's fine, because I'm in my 40s, and so I thought about having a kid. I'm like, do I want to have a kid? I'm like, I don't know, but maybe it is the right time. Because I never found the right person to have one with. So those relationships were bad in the past. So I'm glad that part of my life is over. That is over. So, with the right partner, yes, I will.
Yeah, I think that's why he's so impatient, is because you've gotten that out, right? So it's now he's like, okay, she knows what she's doing. She's good. Like, come on, let's do it now, you know. So...
Very opinionated. Okay. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope that that helped in some sort of way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It has. Well, once I get everything situated out, I will call you back. But everything that was going in reverse, that was due to family. So when I leave from this location, that's it. It's by. I'm not returning back.
Good. Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. So it looks like we do have another caller. And we do have, you know, like about 5 minutes left. So we'll kind of, I will stop babbling. let's go ahead and take the next caller. Maybe. There we go. Here we go. All right. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Just hoping that you could give me a general reading.
Go ahead. We'll start shuffling.
About everything.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, the first thing I'm going to say, and I don't mean to, like, intrude or anything, but I... All of a sudden, I feel like sad.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, that's a. Okay.
You got that right.
Okay. Okay. Was there a death?
Is there a death?
Yeah, or was there, or is somebody getting, you know, like somebody, like, hanging on, maybe?
I don't know. There's been, you know, several people that I know that have died, but it's more of a, I think what you're picking up is, well, I don't know. I can't tell you what you're picking up, but it's sadness over a relationship or a long-term relationship.
Okay, that
is my
sense.
Sadness.
Okay, so it's like kind of like a death of a relationship then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it now. And then, you know, like I said, it's like the sense of like there's something hanging on. So I'm going to say that that's you trying to hang on a little bit.
It was never ended. You know?
Okay.
It was never ended. Never any closure or ending.
Right. Okay. So it's just kind of like, hey, what the heck is? Yeah. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
It's, I feel like a distance. So I don't know. Is there like a mileage between you two?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that that's huge factor. So we have the Ace of Wands, and that's okay. It's like a kind of like a, it's reversed, so it's like a clouded joy, right? Like a clouded joy, like you're trying, but you're just kind of like in a fog almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. And then we have Justice. So
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so this person hurt you, essentially, pretty much, right?
Yeah, but it was a not intentionally, you know? It's a weird situation.
Right. I don't think it's like it's not like your typical, you know, hurt.
No.
yeah.
No, nothing
so
typical
then,
here.
Okay, so then, yeah, and then the next card was the Tower, but it's reversed, so that's actually really good. So that means, like, that's in the future position, right? So that's meaning that there's obstacles that you're overcoming. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then we have Wait. I just got. So, I think honestly, you just kind of need to trust in the universe to kind of do its thing for you right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I really don't know. Not a lot I can do.
Yeah, exactly. I just say wait right now. Don't like put your life on hold by all means, but just have faith. Okay?
Okay, so this is all just about that relationship.
Yeah.
Or is this about
because it's so strong.
Okay.
It's so strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's
unbelievably strong.
Yeah, exactly. It's a soulmate connection is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
That's what he used to say.
Yeah.
But I don't even know. I'm questioning everything now, you know? Like, did he ever love me?
He did. He does. He does. I think he just has a very hard time understanding it, you know? I think it's more that connection scares him. He doesn't know what to do with it. And I think that, okay, so I think that you guys have had numerous past lives together, and I think that this has been an underlying issue in every single one of them. So.
That's weird.
I think. Yeah.
So what is the underlying issue? No communication.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know how to communicate his feelings is what it is. He doesn't know how to say, I miss you, right? Like,
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him in over a year.
Yeah, I feel a great sense of like longing and he's not enjoying himself by any means. I'm going to let you know that right now. Since you guys have like that strong soulmate connection, it's kind of like what you're going through is what he's going through, you know?
Really? That surprises me. Because he seems to be doing great.
He's not. He's lying to you. He's lying. It's on social media and all that. I can already see, like, the stupid pictures and, you know. Yeah. That's just, it's fake. It's him trying to, you know what I mean? Like, it's him trying to make himself that. But it's kind of empty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, honey, I have a question. Do you have time to answer a question? I had somebody trying to hurt my dog.
Oh.
And I'm actually, they've come in when I'm not here or asleep. I'm actually looking at a can of dog food that was in my trash that I didn't put there.
It's a teenager. It's a boy. He's got dark, dark, long hair. Like, I want to say past his chin.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure he's a teenager?
Maybe like a young adult, 20s maybe. You know, like around.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's like legal enough to drink yet, you know? Maybe he's close to
that. Oh, really?
Or is, yeah.
So how... Who's putting him up to it? Can you tell?
I got like a picture of just like an old haggly kind of like a, like almost like a witch kind of lady, you know? Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe like his grandmother or something like that.
Or a witch?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, really, though.
No,
those things are real, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
there's something
stop them or find them or what.
Get some security cameras. Get them on film.
Now that's cost money, you know, unless I'm going to win the lottery tomorrow. That would be good. Then we wouldn't have a lot of these problems.
Yeah. Okay, so do you leave the house during the day?
You know, the thing is I take my dog with me. And, yes, I do leave the house during the day.
Okay, because that's when I see, like, them messing with stuff. Like, is there chaos?
Like my food?
Yeah.
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 It's a hole in my milk carton. I mean, a big hole, you know, like with a pin or something.
Yeah. That's so weird. Yeah, this is definitely... Okay, so what you're going to need to do, you're going to need to... I don't know if you have, like, quartz near you or, like, around your living space, but get some. And get some,
I don't anymore.
Okay. So yeah, get some quartz and get some pink Himalayan salt. And you're going to like get the rocks of it. Like you can get it like uncrushed, you know? Cause then you're going to want to crush it yourself, like with your intention, and you're going to want to sprinkle that on every like, opening of your home, you know, like every doorway, every window, and then put the quartz crystals on each corner of like the doorways and feel, and that's going to prevent.
You know, I've done a lot of that, and I'm just trying to figure out who has instigated this witchcraft in my life against me.
So what happens, I think you're like a very empathetic person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens with those people like us, we get attacked when we're like about to level up is what happens. So when we're about to level up in life, like darkness comes out from the shadows and literally tears us down. So we don't level
up.
And that's exactly what it's just the lower level energies pulling you down and not wanting you to get higher, you know? So you just gotta fight it.
So basically it's just evil.
Exactly.
It's a matter of evil hates good. I mean, I know that.
Exactly. So just keep fighting.
I can't believe this with the dog food.
Yeah, they're going to do anything. And how they get to you is through your loved ones, right? So they might not necessarily hurt you because that might scare the shit out of them, you know? So they're going to go after your loved ones. They're going to go after, like, I've had my spouse been attacked. You know what I mean? Like, my spouse got possessed.
Yeah.
That was the scariest time of my life, you know?
Got possessed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just...
Yeah,
they're
already, they've been going after my family.
Yeah, that's what they do. So you just keep fighting, and then once you level up, it'll just go away because they lost. So just keep fighting. Don't hold yourself back is the main thing. Because once you do and once you stop evolving, that's when they win. And then it's never going to stop. This is going to keep happening.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. So you need to really evaluate, you know.
This kid must be involved in witchcraft or?
Yeah. It's like a whole family. It's a whole family. Like a whole family, like a generational thing, I want to say, you know. So, yeah.
Oh, you mean this kid's family?
Yeah. Definitely.
Because I'm in a new place, a new state, a new, you know, everything.
Yeah, that's why.
And it kind of followed me here.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. I moved into a new home, a beautiful home. But wouldn't you believe that that's where my spouse got attacked? You know?
Well, the scratches and...
Oh, yeah. So, it's...
Yeah, my son was murdered in my house. And
really?
He was getting scratches a bit before. And one of the guys who killed him, I could feel, you know, evil. I could feel Satan on him.
Yeah.
A week before, and I mean, my blood went cold. I hadn't had discernment in a long time, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
And as soon
as
I saw him, I just, and I told him, don't ever let him in this house again. And sure enough,
he was supposed to be a kid
that my son used to mentor, tried to help.
Okay. Wow. Yeah,
but
there's
more.
Yeah, see, like he was trying to be better. He was trying to mentor. He was trying to level up in life and be more.
Oh yeah, he was way up.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's really bad.
It is.
And with COVID, I can't get anybody in here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you don't need to have anybody go in there and do it for you. You need to set the intention yourself. You need to say enough is enough.
Yeah.
And to take the measures to protect.
Believe me. No, I've done it. Okay. And this can, you know, it's because my dog's been sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the hell they are getting in here while I'm here when I'm asleep. Because that's what's happening. And I don't see them.
Maybe you're not going to. Because it's all remote. It's all, you know, like, well, it's magic.
I should be able to break that.
Yeah, you will be able to. Get some tiger eyes.
I mean,
if you, like,
I can't, sweetie. I just can't. I'm just going to, you know, I have holy water. I have blessed salt.
Okay. Good. if you need to go to your church, talk to whoever you need to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, if you need me, I can also
yeah.
do some stuff on my end, you know.
Oh, that
and
would
I'll
be great.
Ahead.
Because,
yeah,
like
I'll
I said, I can't. You know, the one priest I talked to, I don't know anybody here. He said I'd have to go to the archdiocese. And I just wanted a special
yeah.
blessing on the water is all I wanted.
Yeah.
But he didn't, you know. People are afraid of this, you know.
Yeah. You know, I used to be. But then I learned, you know, you can't be afraid of it. You have to be a warrior. Because if you're afraid of it, that's how it's going to come in. You know?
Right, right.
Fear wins all. So
yeah.
you can't be scared.
Well, you've got my phone number, right? Get identified?
Yes, I do have your phone number. So I will go ahead.
Okay, write it down. And maybe after the show, you call me and we can figure out how to get together
yeah.
so you can maybe remotely help me.
Yeah, definitely. I will go ahead and do that.
All right.
I wrote it down. Okay. I will be in touch with you very soon. Okay?
Thanks, sweetie. All right. Bye.
All right. Okay, and that is it for the show. It looks like. Thank you, everybody.